a team doing research at the former Terezin concentration camp in North Bohemia have just presented remarkable findings in the form of previously undocumented inscriptions made by Jewish prisoners on the walls of the fortress. The Czech-German group behind the Ghetto Traces project had previously discovered valuable items in attics and cellars at Terezin. To find out more about their latest discoveries, Ian Willoughby spoke to team member Roland Wildberg.
The engravings probably were made with maybe with a stick, with a key, with maybe a pencil or something like that, because they were produced in sandstone, which is a very soft material. The sandstone is a material you can scratch with your fingers if you're just patient enough. So you don't need any special tools for doing this.
Typically, what did the prisoners engrave or inscribe in the sandstone?
They did leave their name and some information about the places where they came from, their origin, and their number. They had no numbers like prisoners in Auschwitz had, but they got transport numbers when they were enlisted and forced to leave their home places. Those transport numbers had a meaning for them during their stay in Terezin, which was sometimes for months, sometimes for years.
Why is this project being carried out now?
The engravings, for example, have been found on a former fortress gate. And this gate, for about 30 or 40 years, was closed and was part of a military training ground. So nobody, no civilian was able to go there and have an impression of those engravings. So it got forgotten, yeah, literally and absolutely forgotten.
What are you doing with your findings? How are you hoping to use these inscriptions and other things that you found in Terezin?
The project is about documenting, and my personal task is to do photography and to put all this in an order, and we put that on the website Ghetto Spuren, Ghetto Traces. And yeah, what's later on is we hope that all these traces are going to be preserved and maybe to be presented to the public. The first step is to do the documentation and to inspire maybe the public to discuss about all these things. And because, you know, must know that there is not just engravings and inscriptions, but also they built walls, they built cubicles inside these attics, which are still there, and they give in quite touching and very authentic impression of how the people had to live in those dark days, and they should be restored. But on the other hand, it's quite hard to present these things because it looks like rubbish, you know, and it is in fact rubbish. But in those days, they had nothing else than odd things to make their life a little bit more comfortable.
How do you find it personally being there, seeing these inscriptions, touching the walls that people engraved?
Usually we don't try to touch because we don't want to damage anything. And it's very, very delicate. My father's a history teacher, and I've been in touch with this history, with these occurrences all of my life. But if you just read about these things, and even if you watch a film, it's not as direct, as moving as if, when you are just getting face by face with these remains. Sometimes it turns into routine, and then you find some such traces, and it makes you speechless.